Nelson Canuck was 16 when he sued the state of Alaska along with five other miners, ranging from infants to teenagers. The six young Alaskans argued that the state has an obligation to do more to halt climate change. Each of the children named in the suit cited direct impacts from climate change, but Canuck's were maybe the most immediate. The river in front of his family's home in the western Alaska village of Kipnuk was carving away the melting permafrost beneath their land. This is Canuck speaking with KCAW's Ed Ronco in early 2013, after a year in which his family lost 8 feet of their yard to the river.
As the summer progressed, we lost another 5 feet.
How much is left before it gets to your house?
Last fall before I left, there was about 40 feet or so. But when springtime comes, there's definitely going to be a couple more feet that will be lost.
Now Canuck is 20 and a sophomore at the University of Alaska Fairbanks. And his family's house, it's uninhabitable. In the last year, his family moved first to Bethel and then to Kenai, driven both by the loss of their home and the escalating cost of food and fuel in Kipnuk. Canuck says it's been a huge change, especially for a family that's used to getting much of its food from the land.
We aren't able to just hop on a boat and go out and, catch our dinner that night. You know, our subsistence lifestyle changed now. We're, forced to go to Fred Meyer's or Walmart. You know, it's a big change.
It was to draw attention to the situation of families like his that Canuck first joined the suit against the state of Alaska in 2011. The plaintiffs are backed by Our Children's Trust, an Oregon-based nonprofit that's worked with kids in several states and at the federal level to bring similar lawsuits. The Alaska case is the first to reach a state Supreme Court. And this month, the justices dismissed the suit. But Julia Olson, executive director of Our Children's Trust, says the court left the door open on several key issues.
The exciting part about the Supreme Court's decision is they said that the youth had made a good case. They noted that climate science is compelling. It demonstrates, real significant impacts to the people of Alaska and that the plaintiffs had direct injuries. So it did all sorts of really important things. The one thing it didn't reach was, well, what role does the court have to play?
Assistant Attorney General Seth Bosang argued the case for the state of Alaska, and he saw the ruling in more limited terms.
The appeal was about where the plaintiff's concerns about global warming should be heard, whether to be heard in court or in the political arena, and the court held that the claims were not the kind of claims that can be resolved in court.
Claims such as the state should reduce greenhouse gas emissions by at least 6% a year. That kind of specific policy, the court ruled, should be left to the political process. But the plaintiffs also asked the court to rule on whether the atmosphere is part of the public trust. This is a concept embedded in the Alaska Constitution. Things like water, wildlife, and fish are all publicly owned, with the state holding them in trust for the benefit of all Alaskans. Bosang says the plaintiffs suggested a whole new take on the idea of the public trust.
And that was, it was trying to argue that under the doctrine, the state had an affirmative duty to protect public trust resources from harm. That is a novel spin on the public trust doctrine.
The court tiptoed right up to the edge of declaring the atmosphere an asset of the public trust, writing, the plaintiffs do make a good case. But in the end, the court said that a ruling wouldn't give the state clear direction on what to do next and wouldn't give the plaintiffs immediate relief. So while it could issue a ruling, it wouldn't. Not in this particular case. Olson says the plaintiffs will ask the court to reconsider that decision. Specifically, she thinks the court can do something right now on greenhouse gas emissions.
Even if it's the court directing the other branches of government to do the work to set a safe level or a safe standard, it doesn't have to be the court that does it, but somebody needs to do it because no entity within the government is doing that right now. And that's a tragedy.
As for Canuck, he says he'll keep working to bring attention to the issue of climate change in Alaska. For his part, he doesn't have any choice but to adapt.
To me, it's kind of like just jumping into a fast-flowing river. It's you don't know what's going to happen, and it's tough, but we have to adapt with the new way of life that we're forced to live now.
And Canuck says he'll keep pushing the state to adapt, too. In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.